Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz today, quietly, way too quietly, is the anniversary of the greatest play in sports history. May 26th, 1993, Cleveland Indian Carlos Martinez hits a ball to right field. It bounces off of the head of a cartoonish Jose Canseco,
yep,
and goes for a home run. The odds of that play happening to Jose Canseco, of all people, like, it's a funny play happening to anybody, but it's funniest. Like, you won't come up with someone funnier. Maybe Manny Ramirez, maybe. It'd be hard in a hypothetical, in a fictitious hypothetical, to come up with a greater play that's funnier than that one, because specifically what the odds are of a ball flying off a bat and an outfielder being so bad.
But being, yet so good.
Yes, being so bad and yet so good that the ball bounces off of his head. Not just like Stugatz, of all the things to be amazed by on that play, one of them is it can't feel good to have a home run ball bounce off your skull, and yet Jose Canseco has next to no reaction to the ball, sort of, I don't know if those supermarket rubber balls are still a thing that they sell in the gumball machines, but the way that it ricocheted off his head suggested that there was a great deal of force that ball hit his head with, and he had very little in the way of reaction other than total bewilderment.
Canseco wasn't feeling much back then, and he was a great player. I'm wondering, do the gumball machines still exist? I mean, I hear you, and I love a good gumball and a good gumball machine. Do those still exist when you go to your local supermarket? Because I would stop every time when I was a kid.
Certainly during a pandemic, they're not doing things that you put your hands all over. Like, you can't get anything like that. Put it up on the poll at Lebatard Show. Is the ball bouncing off of Jose Canseco's head for a home run the greatest play in sports history? And do supermarkets still have gumball machines? I wanted to play some sound for you, Stugatz, and I don't know how good this sound is because it was 12 minutes long and I sent it to Billy, but Billy had what he's calling a delightful social media and telephone blackout weekend. So right. I haven't been able to talk to him about anything. So Billy, help me with this sound. Is this sound as loud wrong as I imagine it to be, given that what happened this weekend with Tom Brady, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and Peyton Manning is a monster success? There are, clearly, given the ratings, 6 million desperate fans. Given that the documentary on Michael Jordan did this number, and given that this match did this number, there are 6 million lunatics out there who are just dying because of the cold turkey withdrawal from sports that need something. And so many people watch Tom Brady rip his pants in the single most human moment Tom Brady has ever had.
They were also dying to bet on a live sporting event. And I'm telling you, in golf betting, like in-game betting, is like crack cocaine, man. It really is. I'm telling you.
So let me ask you this. If that is indeed the reason, if it's betting, If I did this in reverse, would it have done a big number? Peyton Manning and Tom Brady throwing passes to Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods? Like, is the desperation for sports such that if I just put a bunch of famous people out there running around doing anything, are you going to get 6 million viewers because they're famous and talking trash to each other?
Probably. I mean, I'd watch that if you had, you know, if you had Tiger and Phil catching passes from Brady and Manning. I'd sit around and watch that for a couple hours.
All
sure.
Right, put that on the poll. Would you watch Tom Brady and Peyton Manning throwing passes competitively to Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson? Billy, so why did you do a social media blackout? Why did you do a telephone blackout? And how peaceful was it? I am insanely jealous of you. That's how you spent your long weekend. My guess is it feels like a spiritual meditation, that you have arrived in a more tranquil life place, that you haven't had to check, you know, what somebody put up on their Instagram for dinner that night, a picture of. So what do you have for us on that front, Billy?
It was delightful. Now, Dan, I'm only human, as, you know, the rest of us are. So obviously I had my temptations, and occasionally I'd go on my phone and be like, no, you need to stop it. Here's the best way, if I could tell you my strategy to avoid social media, like over the weekend, just delete it from your phone. If I delete Twitter and Instagram from my phone, I then have to go and reinstall it. And then that whole thing is going to take, and then I have to remember my password, and I have to send myself recovery emails because, of course, I've forgotten my password. Who remembers your password for any of those things? So if you just delete it from your phone, you almost can't get on it. So that was great. Absolutely great. Now, this sound, which you teed up to before, I don't know if we're still going to the sound. This sound was our good friend Chris Russo. Dan, you know Mad Dog Chris Russo?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So you want to know how wrong he is. The starting point on it is that no one during the pandemic wants to see rich people play golf. And he says that he will not be watching it. And he starts going on this whole thing. I guarantee you that he was watching yesterday or Monday. What day is today?
All right. Good Sunday. Talk. Thank you. That's all right. You can leave now. So Sunday is when this happened. We will get to Chris Russo being loud wrong from Mad Dog Sports Radio in a second. I can't believe, Stugatz, that it did the number that it did, even as everyone says that it was a great deal of fun. I did not see it. But the idea that 6 million people watch this is flabbergasting to me, although the consensus seems to be, like, I'm not hearing a whole lot of criticism of it. The consensus seems to be that everybody is so starved that they love it. So you wanted to say what here before we play this Mad Dog sound?
I'm not certain. Yes, people are starved. There's no question about it. But Dan, I was critical of the match last year, and granted, there's nothing going on, so I'm going to be less critical this year. But they learned from their mistakes last year. The additions of Brady and Manning and being able to see two world-class athletes, two of the game's greatest quarterbacks, be relatable, struggle at a sport the way you and I would struggle if we were out there playing golf. That was really cool. And then just allowing Charles to be Charles, and Tiger and Phil were way more relaxed this time around than they were last year. It was just a lot of fun. Forget about loving golf. If you love a little smack talk, if you love seeing guys, you know, great athletes who look like me and you out there, it really was. It was well done. It was a lot of fun. And Charles did an amazing job.
Guillermo, put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Have you tried to end your social media addiction by deleting Twitter and Instagram and Facebook from your phone? Let's go ahead and play that the sound from Mad Dog Radio. I want to see how loud wrong Chris Russo was talking about how this would not be a success, this golf match between Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning.
Do I want to see Tom Brady score the ball all over the place? Or Manning? I saw it at the AT&T Challenge with Peyton Manning. I got to see it again? Mickelson, who's not been a factor in a major championship in years, yet it's somehow Mickelson's idea. To think the average American sports fan is going to die to see Brady and Manning jet on a private plane and play golf and have fun and all that kind of stuff on a clear day with blue skies and enjoying themselves when you and I can't get out of the driveway is absolutely ridiculous. Go find a couple of receivers. Go find an empty football field somewhere with nobody on it. Show some distancing. Do everything from the shotgun. So get a guy to snap you the ball. And I want you to explain every route that a receiver runs with you as a Patriot and Manning as a Colt. Every single one. And then give me basically a little infomercial with the situation, and I can watch that, and I can learn what a quarterback thinks with the receiver on his play when he's, what's Omaha mean? Then I'll get into it. Play what you do best. I don't need to see Brady and Manning play a sport that they're not that much good at. They're not better than I on, for crying out loud. I don't need to see you play golf when I can't play, and nor can the average citizen. That page isn't open. How about all those people in Long Island there who play golf on Saturday mornings? They can't play. It's closed. But Brady and Manning, because they're Brady and Manning, can fly their Jetstream jets and go to some godforsaken place that nobody in America could ever become a member of. And they're going to go play 18 holes against each other in a match play thing. Two average 15 handicaps. Who knows who they are? And they're going to say, well, donate all the money to the charity. But we're going to have to pay for the charity because it's going to be, you're going to have to pay for it. There's no charity unless we pay for it. And it's a bad, bad look. We got people who are broke, out of work. The economy is going to fall apart. But it's okay for Brady and Manning to go fly to play with Tiger and Phil. And Phil doesn't deserve to be there anyway. Enough of Mickelson. He's 50 years old. Enough. And if Brady and Manning want to be beneficial to the American sports fan, you know what? Do some instructional film. I'd watch it. Put on the NFL Network, like when Barty used to do it, the power sweep. And there's a seam here, and there's a seam there, and you run this play right up the alley. Do that. The two best quarterbacks of all time, don't try to have fun when the rest of us might be sitting in houses with kids and wives for the next 9 months.
nearly 6 million viewers. They raised $20 million for charity. That is Hater 101 right there. He basically was just yelling at them for being rich and for being allowed to do things he can't do.
I would watch them, though, explain Omaha. I mean, it is a good idea. I got to be honest. Both are good ideas. Can't they both be good ideas?
I love how in the middle of all of that, and by the way, that is 1/6 of the length of what he actually did. Like, he went 12 minutes on that. We only gave you 2. I just love the idea that in the middle of that, the stray thought came in. Tell me what Omaha means.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with Geico on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Today on ESPN Daily, how did a Houston boxing trainer end up buried alive? Tisha Thompson tells a wild tale of attempted murder and staged death. That's ESPN Daily, presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
So, Stugatz, I don't know if you were interested or not, but the 1986 Mets, that's the last championship you have won, right? That's the last championship one of your sports teams has won, the 1986 Mets. They had a Zoom call, a variety of them, and Lenny Dykstra, I guess, didn't like that he wasn't invited on the Zoom call, even as, you know, Keith Hernandez and Daryl Strawberry and Kevin Elster and just a Bob Ojeda. Like, there were a lot of funny names. Kevin Mitchell. But Lenny Dykstra objected, and I want to get into just the chaos that Lenny Dykstra's life has been and why he wasn't invited. Lenny Dykstra is celebrating very largely in social media that he hasn't been arrested for 2 years because he went through a stretch there that involved a lot of fraud, a lot of drugs, a lot of crazy. We'll get to that in a second. But Chris Cody, liked this weekend for reasons different, I think, than most people liked this weekend. He really connected with his good friend Tom Brady, fresh off the 7 mediocre minutes that Tom Brady gave you guys on Stupidity to promote this particular weekend. Chris Cody found himself liking Tom Brady more and more this weekend and connecting with him more and more. Why is that, Chris? What is it that happened beyond, you know, you staring into those lagoons that he has for eyes for 7 minutes during those mediocre minutes that he gave you a bunch of cliches?
Well, it was just good to know that Tom Brady can be average at something. You know, and a lot of people were saying he was terrible at golf. Tom Brady could probably beat most people playing golf, but in that setting where he's got cameras on him, he was really bad at the start of it. And then, of course, he pulls that shot out of his bleep where he drains it from like 130 yards. But, and then the best part, I think everybody agrees, is when he ripped the seam of his pants on his backside when he bent over to get a golf ball. I mean, that is the most relatable thing ever. I thought that only happened to fat people, but apparently it can happen to Tom Brady. So I think fat people around the world felt better about themselves when they saw Tom Brady rip his pants.
Okay. Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Did you feel better about yourself when Tom Brady ripped his pants? And also on the poll, did you think that only fat people ripped their pants at Lebatard Show? Brady also wanted to high five everybody. He couldn't, you know, he's not listening to Dusty Baker, the inventor of the high five, who says that the high five needs to be eliminated. Tom Brady does not want the high five eliminated. Yes, Chris.
That was just one of the funniest parts throughout the whole match, because a few times he had a good shot and they almost went to it and they had to pull back at the end of the match when they all, you know, in golf, they always take their hats off and they shake hands. Brady and Phil almost connected, but they didn't. And I was just like, oh, Brady just kept forgetting. And, you know, it was great. They went with the elbow instead.
I loved watching the match and also seeing what Peyton Manning was doing on the golf course. Stars, they're just like us. He was taking a swig out of something and it wasn't Gatorade because his face was really red for there being no sun at all.
Wow, you are alleging. You are alleging that Peyton Manning was drinking. I think that is something.
How did Peyton Manning's face get so red?
All right,
it was like the worst weather ever.
All right, put it on the poll. Was Peyton Manning drinking alcohol? Yes, Chris, what do you have on this subject?
Well, I don't know if he was drinking. I'm not prepared to go down that path with Mike Ryan. But he drained a couple big putts. Man, Peyton Manning has a strut to him. When he hits a putt, he's got a strut. He's also way cooler, way funnier than he appears. You look at him and Tom Brady, you think Tom Brady's got to be the cooler guy. He's not. Tom Brady's a little better looking, but every other category, personality, being funny, comfortable in their skin, Peyton is better than Brady at all that stuff.
I think you've got that like wildly wrong when you say a little bit better looking. I think that's where you, that is where you lost me. We have to, Stugatz. Yes, sir.
It was funny watching that thing unfold because Peyton Manning was clearly the funnier of the two, the more entertaining of the two, the better golfer of the two, yet he still couldn't beat Brady on that particular day, even while beating Brady, because Brady had the shot of the day and the moment that everyone was going to remember. Peyton finally did things that were better than Tom Brady, and all we remember is Tom Brady's shot, and that's Brady for you.
Well, we also remember him ripping his pants. Yeah. I've got to get to Tony here on these Lenny Dykstra incidents, but what do you have on this subject, Tony?
Guys, the one thing that we kind of overlooked was Peyton's nickname, Pay Dirt. We had a couple pay dirt mentions from Tom Brady, from Tiger Woods. I feel like that was overshadowed.
It's a good nickname, at Lebatard Show. How did we go this long without realizing that Peyton Manning's nickname was Pay Dirt?
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram. Here's your SportsCenter update. National Basketball Players Association Executive Director Michelle Roberts said the overwhelming sentiment has been that they really want to play and resume the 2019-2020 NBA season, most likely in late July at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports in Orlando, Florida. Turner Sports said the Sunday telecast of the match, Champions for Charity, attracted an average of 5.8 million viewers across four of its networks. Turner said it was the most watched golf telecast in cable TV history. And finally, the U.S. birth rate is at its lowest in 35 years. If you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You and Mike Ryan sound like you have been drinking Jägermeister all weekend from a fire hose, just really? Sort of spraying it into your face. You both sound like I can hear the long weekend in both of your voices. The amount of phlegm gargled up feels and sounds like it has some disease in it.
Oh, I'm trying to play cool right now. My little daughter got me sick for the first time, but we're in a pandemic, and I can't get a common cold nowadays without freaking everybody out, so I'm kind of bummed that you noticed.
Mine was Jägermeister.
We need to get basketball back, Stugatz, if for no other reason. There's no telling what James Harden's going to look like if this goes on for three more months. Like, it is jarring. Like, it's one thing. LeBron James looks like a 60-year-old man who's lived a hard life with his beard. Dwayne Wade has decided to make his hair blonde briefly and then red. As he continues his quest for Father of the Year, because he doesn't mind, supporting his child, wherever it is that he can. And so his hair is now red, but James Harden, I don't know how to explain to people who haven't seen it what James Harden looks like. First of all, the pot belly is gone. He looks emaciated. He looks like somebody would look if they didn't have money to eat. Like they just that's how they would look. They didn't have to eat or groom. That right. There was no money to either groom yourself or eat. Some people have pointed out that he looks a little bit like I'm the captain now. What was the name of that movie? I'm forgetting the name of that
Captain
movie.
Phillips?
The Tom Hanks movie. Yeah, he looks like I don't know whether
is that the character's name. I'm the captain now.
I don't know how to explain it to people who have not seen it, but it.
Oh yeah, he looks like to be in the best shape of his life, James Harden.
He looks very thin. He does not. He's
wearing leggings.
He looks like he's balding a little bit. What he doesn't look like is an MVP. He doesn't look like the MVP of basketball.
To be fair, he looks more like the MVP now than he did before. The hair is straggly. Yeah, he looks like he hasn't seen a barber in a while, but I kind of dig it. Wait, I thought James Harden would have been the top of my list of guys that didn't take care of himself during the pandemic, and he looks good.
He's the top of my list to set back the NBA season in Orlando because he's gone to a strip club and gotten something that that when he's coming back into the bubble, he's going to get tested for. It's just going to be a host of diseases, and he's going to just sabotage Houston's chances because of the nearby strip club situation.
I'm with Mike, though. I think Harden looks like this. This appears to be James Harden in really, really good shape. I mean, this is like peak James Harden right here. I think James Harden could come back, Dan. I'm serious. And maybe have the best, 15, 20 games of his career.
What?
He's in great shape. I'm telling you. This is James Harden.
He's just thin. You don't know what kind of shape he's in. He's just thinner. Like, he's in great shape is what you're saying? How could you possibly know that?
I mean, I always thought to myself, Harden needs to lose a little weight, and he's apparently done that. I think it's going to make him quicker on the court. I think it's going to help improve his game. And Mike, I feel like you're with me on this. I think we're going to see a better James Harden, a more athletic James Harden, one who doesn't spend the entire night at the foul line.
I don't think we're going to see a better anybody. Like, I don't think anybody is going to be better. It's just going to be a bunch of diluted versions of everybody.
I can't wait to see who's better. I don't know if you've noticed what's happened in the Bundesliga. By the way, we have a huge sporting event today. Der Klassiker happens today. This is massive. Dortmund versus Bayern Munich. But only three teams have won. They're out of 17 at home. Home field advantage is gone now in that sport. So what's going to happen is we're going to have major upsets. If Brian Windhorst is joining us later today, there's talk of a 1-16. There's talk of a World Cup-style return. They're still trying to figure it out. I can't wait for an NBA Finals and NBA playoffs. It's going to be littered with upsets.
There is talk, Stugatz, and I want to ask Windhorst about this, that Durant will come back if it's 16 versus the Lakers. If it's Kyrie Irving and him against the Lakers, if Kyrie Irving can indeed get back in order to play against the Lakers, that would be interesting. We'll ask Windhorst about that. But Mike, who's a giant Chelsea fan, there is a fascinating story going on there, and I'm wondering whether something like this is going to happen with basketball, because it's already happened overseas. Mike, give the people the background on what that story is.
N'Golo Kanté is a central midfielder for Chelsea. He's a tiny player, a bit of a pit bull, one of the best man markers there is in the entire world. He's an incredible defender, has really improved his overall game, signed the richest contract in Chelsea history a couple seasons ago. He returned to training when the squad came back last week, and then he left promptly after the first training session. Led people questioning, why did he even go to the first one? What's the reason for this? Because he's the highest profile player in all the world that has had reservations about returning to training and football during the pandemic.
Well, he's not reservations. He's not coming back, right?
Well, it doesn't appear. He has the full support of the club. See, N'Golo Kanté has a tragic family history. His younger brother dropped dead. His father dropped dead. They had heart issues. And one thing that wasn't reported was N'Golo Kanté once passed out at Cobham Training Facility, where Chelsea trained after a practice, and he was made really scared given his family history. There does seem to be, in terms of the people that get coronavirus bad, the more we learn about it, previous heart conditions are a factor.
Compromised immune systems.
Yeah, it your chances are worse. So, given his family history, he saw the training session, went through it, and was made uncomfortable, and has left, has a full support from Chelsea Football Club. But this is a monster star. This is a guy that signed the richest contract in Chelsea history, deciding, I'm not returning to football during the pandemic. And, it'll be interesting to see if in American sports, if we have something comparable, because this is a major, major star.
Stugatz, I don't think American sports fans emotionally invested in their team that I can give them many details that they would be good with Greek Freak or anybody else sabotaging a season. Those particular details, I think people can understand. Family history of dying early. But you'll recall that Orlando Brown, the offensive lineman who pushed a referee after the referee threw a flag that hit him in the eye, bought himself no favors when we found out that his father had also lost his eyesight in an incident, and what he was doing with that referee was panicking because of the family history. It wasn't like he was met with a whole lot of understanding because of that.
Now, so far, you'll have wayward voices on social media that are giving N'Golo Kanté a hard time, but it's been met with pretty overwhelming support. And one of the interesting things is he's had a full run-through in terms of physicians testing him for this pre-existing condition. He doesn't have it. He's just really in his own head about what's happened to his family.
How could you not be if this is something that ran in your family and killed your brother and father early? I feel like I have to push it out into the extremes, Stugatz, for someone like you, an emotional sports fan, to be okay with the idea of their season being nuked because one of their most important players simply doesn't want to play, and their highest priced player just doesn't want to play, even though his reasons for not playing are totally reasonable.
Yeah, I don't think people people in general, even when we're not under a pandemic, reasonable doesn't really work. I mean, now you have people cooped up who wish they can go out and earn a lot of money, earn any money, and go out and play a sport for a living, and you're going to have an athlete say, hey, I'm concerned about my health conditions. I'm not going to go play a game of NBA basketball. That's not going to go over well. It's just not going to go. The only way that goes over, Dan, is if a family member is affected or if the athlete himself or herself is affected. That's the only way fans are going to forgive.
We get to the crazy Lenny Dykstra stories next.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the camaraderie of the other bikers, a band of brothers, always there for you, rain or shine, to the amazing savings you get with GEICO on your motorcycle insurance and accessories coverage all year round. But for Bucky Hornhill, it was one reason in particular.
It was my helmet hair. I was born with helmet hair. I've tried to cut it a bunch of times, even buzzing it, but it immediately just goes back to helmet hair.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you missed any of our interviews, please check them out on demand in the Dan Le Batard Show podcast. It's brought to you by Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong with your credit card, sends an alert to your phone, and helps you fix them. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
No Greg Cody today. He will join us tomorrow. Brian Windhorst is going to be on with us in 10 minutes. Ron McGill to talk animals at noon Eastern, and Steve-O at 12:30 Eastern. So there was a Zoom thing, I'm assuming, was done for fans who wanted to talk to the 86 Mets, and about a dozen of them were on a Zoom conference call. Lenny Dykstra, a wild personality, was not among them, and he was complaining on social media that he wasn't among them by saying that Jeff Perlman's book on the 86 Mets, it's a good book, did a much better job of capturing the swagger of the 86 Mets. And he says, to borrow from real Donald Trump talking about Jeb Bush, this was low energy. He was saying that the parties they had in 86 were a lot better than this party on Zoom. But Tony, can you give me like the top 10 reasons after a weekend of research why it is that Lenny Dykstra was not invited anywhere that the 86 Mets were celebrating anything? Again, Lenny Dykstra has gone a full 2 years without being arrested, but it's been a rough go from before then, and so rough a go that I'm pretty sure that those are not Lenny Dykstra's real teeth. So what do you have for us, Tony, in terms of a list of 10 things, and just 10? We can make it more than 10, but let's just make it 10 for time constraint purposes on the weirdest stuff to happen to Lenny Dykstra.
Well, Dan, as I was doing my research, again, I'm younger, so I didn't really see Lenny Dykstra, and I didn't really enjoy his actual on-field prowess. But after doing some research, and I've done it in chronological order so we can kind of walk down the timeline, we can start in 91 where he had the drunken crash with Darren Dalton that he blew a .178 on the scale there. So that's interesting. 1991, he had a sexual battery charge on a 17-year-old female employee at a car wash that he owned. That's not good. 2007, obviously, the Mitchell Report, and I think this was my favorite quote from it. You know, I was a pioneer for that stuff, the juice. I was like the very first to do that, me and our friend Jose Canseco. Later, he joked he was putting HGH in his cereal. I think that's an interesting way to absorb that. 2001, he was... this one's a little tougher to do. Alleged assault by a housekeeper that he said he would force her to give him oral pleasure on Saturdays. That was part of the deal. I don't know why Saturdays.
I don't know why it is that you thought that was a difficult one to talk about. Keep it moving.
There's some words there that I had to kind of move through.
I feel like that's where you did it. Keep it moving.
2011, an indecent exposure charge in L.A. He exposed himself to six women who answered ads placed on Craigslist between 2009 and 2011, seeking a housekeeper or personal assistant. He was sentenced to 9 months in jail for that one. He was also accused of writing a bad check to an escort of $1,000. And that was not the first one. That was like the second or third that he had gotten caught. In 2012, he got convicted for a Grand Theft Auto case. He tried to scam lease high-end vehicles from dealerships, including fraud. He had a federal bankruptcy case. He also, this is my favorite one, Dan, and it has an interesting name to attach to it. In 2015, he was accused of stealing $50,000 in jewelry from a porn star, Brett Rossi, who is also engaged to Charlie Sheen. So there was an interesting dichotomy of a lot of people.
Yes, there is.
2018, he was indicted on drug charges and terroristic threats. He was detained with cocaine and methamphetamine and also pointing a gun at a Uber driver. So that's just a little rough top 10 there.
Okay, very good. Yes, Stugat.
Nails.
Yes, thank you, Stugat. You are more useless than ever. I appreciate you getting in after the top 10 with Lenny Dykstra's nickname, adding nothing to the conversation.
And somehow Dutch got in there. Darren Dalton.
Brian Windhorst is next.